Blog Talk Radio.
Sure I am that this day, now, we are the masters of our fate. That the task which has been set us is not above our strength. That its pangs and toils are not beyond our endurance. As long as we have faith in our cause and an unconquerable willpower, salvation will not be denied us. In the words of the psalmist, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Not all the tidings will be evil. On the contrary, mighty strokes of war have already been dealt against the enemy. Wounds have been inflicted, which have bitten deep and will fester and inflame. What kind of a people do they think we are? Is it possible they do not realize that we shall never cease to persevere against them until they have been taught a lesson which they and the world will never forget? Here we are, together, facing a group of mighty foes who seek our ruin. Here we are, together, defending all that to free men is dear. If we had taken common measures for our safety, this renewal of the curse need never have fallen upon us. Do we not owe it to ourselves, to our children, to tormented mankind, to make sure that these catastrophes do not engulf us? It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice, and in peace.
Gentlemen, in a beautiful, beautiful UK, the sun's shining, it's hot, it's beautiful today, as I say, good afternoon and welcome to the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Okay, and I think I have one of my star panellists is joining me this afternoon, is Jan. Jan, good afternoon. Hope you're well.
Hi, Jeff. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, fine. I looked at the number. It didn't end in the number you said. I got a different one up here, but it's working. That's the main thing.
Oh, it is a number.
Good to have you here, Jan, and wow, it's baking in the United Kingdom, isn't it, today? Wow. Hot.
No, it isn't. It's not baking in Scotland.
Oh, well, I tried to push some sun up your way there, Jan. Sorry about
please
that.
Do.
Well, is it overcast today there, is it, or something, or raining?
It's just, we're getting sunny spells, but it's still kind of cloudy. It's only sort of 16 degrees, Jeff. I know that you like 26, 20.
Unfortunately, I bet you wish you was down where you normally are now, Jan. I don't know what it's like down in Brum, but it's really hot down here in Suffolk. I tell you, Jan, it's really been hot today.
Yeah, but the...
In fact, I've come in earlier. I think it's probably one of the hottest days so far. This is going to be one of the hottest days. Unfortunately, you're up that end of the country, Jan.
I know.
And I know you love the sun. Am I right, Jan?
I'm away 2 weeks on Monday.
Oh, wow, so you're looking forward to that. So,
how
are you today?
I'm fine, thanks, Jeff. Although I can only spend an hour with you because I've got to leave at 4 because I'm working at 5, so...
No problem, Jan. You know, we'll do what we normally do. We've got a few things to talk about. I've got to thank you for some of the... articles that you put in and our little page there. So I'll put a couple up. I'll be starting with one in a minute because we've always got stories, haven't we, Jan? But you know what? I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I think when Jan goes today, because, as I say, we are short staffed, and basically... I just want to spend a bit more time outside today, but Jan, I'm going to probably leave the same time as you today, so we'll give it our best shot for the hour. I'm going to put the time thing on in a minute just to let people know.
I can see Bob in the chat room.
Yes, Bob's here. Yes, he swung.
Hello,
into the chat room earlier, bless him. Good to have him here. It's okay. He said he's got something new today, a brand new mini arcade. So, yeah, I know Vault, a bit like myself. I like playing me arcade games and things like that. Although, Jan, you're into that sort of thing. I like my Xbox and all that, like, you know. Some ladies do. I mean, my next door neighbour, she likes playing the Xbox and that. But it's a bit too hot to play on them today. You know, I'd rather be sitting out in the sun or doing other bits and pieces. But as I say, today, ladies and gentlemen, we're here for about an hour today. So it's going to be a little, you know, a bit of short show today. But come Sunday, I'm going to have Smokey will be joining us this Sunday, Jan, for the next couple of Sunday shows until David comes back. So, yeah, it's always nice to have Smoke. He's a great gentleman, and he'll be my wingman. Like, you're my wingman this afternoon for the next hour, Jack. I like it. I like people being around me. It just makes things go easier, doesn't it, you know? And it's been a while since I worked by myself anyway, Jan. I like working with people. You know me, Jan, and listeners, I'm a people person.
You are, Jeff. You are.
I certainly am. But you know what, Jan? In the not-too-distant future, we got the Telford demonstration coming up. Well, May the 12th, I mean, come on, it's ticking down now, isn't it? My goodness.
I know.
What's it? Yeah. 3 weeks or so, isn't it? May the 12th?
I come back on the 14th, so I'm missing the Telford demo. I'm not happy about, you know. But my holiday was
It's just the way things, you know, how things are planned out. And But, you know, you need your break, don't you? You know, and unfortunately, you know, it clashes with the demo. I know you'd like to miss your holiday to go on the demo, but I would say no. And I'm just
no.
joking.
I'm just looking at Mark going on about his caveman and ninja Joe and Mac.
Yes.
No, you asked if I played games. No, I've tried them, but no, I don't get into them. I remember years ago I used to play Zelda. I loved Zelda on the original. What was them boxes we had back then?
Yes. I do remember those. Yeah, I mean, I had the original PlayStation, and I hadn't bothered for many years until my neighbours basically got me into the Xbox, you know. I said, look, I said, well, that looks good. Why don't you get one, Jeff? Oh, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? But I'm glad I have, you know, and there's a lot you can do with the Xbox, you know, it's really good. And, you know, you've got Facebook on it. It's really, really, it's opened up now to a lot of things, but... Anyway, as I say, that's what we do in our free time, isn't it, Jane? Today I can't be bothered playing on no Xbox amount. I'm just too hot.
You'd be sitting in the sunshine.
I'm just going to have a look what is in the page that we got, Jane. So, is there anything you want to talk about, Jan, before we...
I've not been in there, Jeff. I've been struggling with Facebook and Microsoft and all that rubbish because they keep giving me security.
When I
was 13, I couldn't get past 1983. And I thought, I wasn't born in 1983. They'd give me 20 years off. So, in the end, three times I tried and I just thought, oh, you want me to be born in 1983 because it came up automatic. I could be born in 1983. Who cares? Let me have a room of goodies. Have a little English Defence League. Let me have a look.
I can hear the keyboard ticking over.
No, there's a few that really bugged me this week.
Because I always go to probably like you, Jen, I always go to the page, and if I see good stories, I stick them in there like you do.
Yeah, UK police employee tells women threatened for criticising Islam, I wouldn't put the message out that you've put. This is from... it's from Robert Spencer's blog. And it's... I'll just briefly read it here. It's got UK police employee tells a woman that if you threaten Islam, you'd better stop. But
oh, yeah, I've got that there.
Yeah, let's have a look at this. My computer's jumping all over the place. It's got gremlins in there. Sharia is being... practiced within the UK through the police force of the individual countries. Even the newspapers have articles about Islam every other day. If only more people would do what I do. I reply to some of these newspapers and add things.
I've got the story that you're talking about. There is an audio and a video of it, but if you want to read the story, Jan, and then I can also hear the audio. And you'll have to let me know what the quality's like, though, when I play it. Okay, Jan?
Yes.
Because it might be a little bit quiet.
I wouldn't put the messages out that you put in the first place, although he tells her she's perfectly free to criticise Christianity. Then backpedals furiously when Janaya Vanessa English shines a harsh light on his unwitting Sharia adherence and double standard. Clearly, this police official and doubtless innumerable others in British officialdom believe in Mohammed Atta's statement to the passengers on the plane he hijacked in September the 11th, 2001. Just stay quiet, he said, and you'll all be okay. They think that if they tiptoe around their increasingly aggressive Muslim population and are careful to do nothing to offend Muslims, such as discussing the jihad threat honestly and allowing people into the country who will do so, then they will be spared more jihad murders. It won't work. By the time they find that out, it will likely be too late. So if you want to play that video, Jeff,
I've just ready to go with that. Yeah, this is interesting. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to realise this is a political correctness in the police force that we find that is drives us all crazy. And what they adhere to, I've got to say this, Jamie, before I play it, that this is not the police force that, like my Jan, Jan and myself have been. We grew up with the police officers policing. It wasn't nothing to do with political policing. Politics was far removed back in them days. Am I correct, Jen? That's how it used to be.
Perfectly correct, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a really sad and tragic that we've fallen into, not ourselves, this has been brought upon us by political correctness, this cancer that the world is its tentacles have got in all right across the globe, isn't it? In all nations, it's feeling the effect. Apart from countries like Hungary and Czechoslovakia and countries like that, who are sort of holding a firm line. They're holding the line against these influx of the enemy, aren't they, Jen? And good on them. I'll lay you money when it comes, when things get bad, you'll find there's be a lot of people wanting to go to them countries to move. That's what's going to happen, Jan. And that is sad that this country is just falling into a demise of an almost a banana republic, isn't it, Jan? It's tragic, really. But that is it. Unless
you can criticize Christianity. You know, to be told by the police you can criticise Christianity, but you cannot criticise Islam. We're back to that two-tier system.
That's a two-tier thing, isn't it? You can criticise one, but you can't criticise another. What is the difference?
Imagine if it was the other way around.
They're both, they say it's a religion, Islam, but as we know, it's not. It's an ideology masquerading as a religion, and we all know that.
Yeah.
Yes, we're allowed to, as you said, Jan, and our listeners out there, that we're allowed to criticise Christianity, Buddhism, or anything like that. But if you criticise Islam, then you are making a big mistake. This is what the officer's doing. Anyway, I hope you can hear this, Jan. I'll play it now. And you know I've been rabbiting on a little bit, but anyway,
that's
just
okay,
to give
Jen.
You a bit of a feel, ladies and gentlemen. This is that lady who walked into the police station to make complaints about death threats that she's been receiving. So here we go.
First of all, if I look naked, I'm not. You can just believe my top is. Second of all, the death threats. So that's the news release here today to discuss it. And he doesn't call me at any point, so I decide to go into the police station and I explain my issue. Now, I live streamed all of this and it makes for a pretty interesting viewing. Essentially, the man at the desk, at the front desk of the police station, told me exactly what Michelle Davis told me, which is that I caused this myself, it was unnecessary, and that I shouldn't have been doing what I was doing, which was criticising certain religions. Let's watch the video. If people were threatening to kill you, your family, you and your and other people would deal with it, you'd have a problem with it. What message is it on? This is all live, by the way, everyone can hear what you're saying. What message is it on? What message is it on?
You told me that you put a message out there which
anti-certain religion, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Go, can you all hear this, guys?
Yeah.
So are you saying that I deserve it as well?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I think it's a problem that could have been avoided.
As you can see, he says, oh, we've been putting the messages out there that you put out there. Then for a small moment, he peeked himself when he realised that was live streaming. But then when he was pressed, he actually said, yeah, he said you've been criticising certain religions. It's like, yeah, and then I go on to explain why that's fine. But do you understand that I'm practising my democratic right? And it's complete, okay. So, like, no, no, let me explain. I'm practicing my democratic right. It's legal to do what I've done. No, no, but it's illegal to threaten people with death. So I'm not the one doing anything wrong. She's the one doing something wrong.
Allegedly.
To be honest, it seems like the police aren't really clear on this. The first sergeant that I spoke to said it was fine and it was legal what I was doing. And then Michelle's saying that it's not legal. Well, you can say allegedly, fair enough, because you don't see the email. Okay, but you just, I'm complaining about you as well, because you just told me that basically I caused this myself, because I criticised. He didn't have to say it directly. We all understand the English language. An implication is just a coward's way of saying something, because the person's too scared to say it directly. Well, have you read the Quran? Have you read the Quran? Do you know why I criticised it? There's over 100 verses in it which say that people like you and me who aren't Muslims should be killed. There's a reason that... Yes, and they get it from the Quran. I don't criticise Muslims, I criticise the Quran, which I'm perfectly entitled to do. Like you said, it's extremist, but what have I done that's wrong? Would you say that if I criticise Christian extremists or paedophiles? No, you wouldn't say that, would you?
No, of course
not.
No, so what?
I literally say to him, would you say this to me if I criticise Christian extremists or Christianity or paedophiles? They say it's not just no, but of course not, like, obviously not. However, when it comes to Islam, criticism is not allowed and blasphemy laws are imposed. Right, so I can express a point of view over paedophiles and Christians, but it's my own fault if I express a negative view over Islam. I'm sure you've heard about the grooming ban. Okay, I said that and then you said you shouldn't have put those messages out there in the first place. So another officer, a person who works for the police, who's paid by the taxpayer, is telling me, essentially, or is strongly implying, that this is my own fault because I've criticised it as well. Okay, and then, right, fair enough, but I'm over that now. My concern is you're saying, what if I shouldn't have put those messages out there in the first place? Yeah, and this attitude is literally the problem why we're in this situation in the first place. Okay, but to be honest, I'm not really happy that you just told me that it's my fault for putting those messages out there in the first place. That's what you just said. Okay, you're saying that I caused it myself, right? You're saying it's unnecessary, so that means I caused it myself. Okay, but did you or did you not say that?
I've been holding a lot of time to you now.
What's your... Who are you? I'm complaining about you. Who are you?
6107.
Excellent. He says the cam's up, got it recorded. What's your number again?
My
telephone
number is 6107.
Excellent.
There you go. Could you hear that okay, Jan?
Yeah, I thought that the girl was very good, actually. Shame we can't get a hold of her and put her on the show. I thought she was brilliant.
Yeah, she was bang on, and basically, you know, he was just trying to fob her off. But this wasn't, she was a very bright lady, and she weren't having none of it. And this is what people, you got to take the death threats, basically, because you shouldn't criticise this cult. That's basically, you're all right to... Jan, you're all right to criticise Christians or paedophiles, but you must not, in the eyes of the law, must not criticise this cult because it's above the law. And that is so wrong. And that's the reason why the law of an order is defunct in this country. I think you would agree. It's time we pulled it all down and restructured it and put people in that position who gets paid taxpayers' money to do a proper job and not pander for different categories of people. We are one. That's it. The law covers everybody, not just certain people and not others, which is the way the law is acting at this moment in time. The trouble is, Jan, we got too many Muslims who are part of the CPS. That is the main problem. We all know it. We all know the situation. They're embedded, and this is where we have serious issues with the power structure that we've got in this country. They will be gone in the near future, because this people in this country ain't going to put up with this for much longer, are we, Jan? It's just crazy, isn't it?
They are ingrained.
You know, it's just unacceptable. I mean, Jan and many others, people like Vault, who listens into the show, and other people out there, we've been seeing this unfolding before our very eyes, haven't we? Jan and Vault and many others who might listen to the show today. But Jan, it does make you give your head a wobble, doesn't it, with all this crap that's going on.
Who's giving the authority that you can criticize Christianity and Jews and pedophilia, but you cannot talk about Islam? Who the hell do they think they are?
Well, it has to be a Muslim who's directing them how they should conduct themselves when it goes to people who's questioning the cult ideology out there. So it's quite obvious that there's someone in that position who tells them, well, if anybody says this, then they're not allowed to criticise Islam. Whatever they say, they can't criticise Islam. It's quite obvious that there's people in that position above him that's pulling his strings, isn't it, Jan? And that's politicised.
Right,
basically,
right.
They're politicised. Our police, which is terrible, really. But something else I just wanted to talk to you about.
Islam is above the law.
Yes, but as I say, when Jan goes today, ladies and gentlemen, we're only going to have an hour show. Sunday, I'll just see how things go with myself and Smoke. If you can put some of those stories in our little Facebook page, Jan, that I might be able to use.
I will do.
Sunday.
I'll have a go at putting slides in for me as well.
Okay, Jan. That'd be lovely. It's only really a tribute. It'd be for a couple of weeks. But it'd be nice to have Smokey join us.
He's
a lovely chap. So it'd be nice. And he's offered to stand in for two Sunday shows while Dave is, is taking a break, right? So that's nice. Get up a bit of speed with. With all this what's been going on in London with the old gentleman that defended his home against a burglar with a screwdriver, and the old boy turned it on the gypsy, and there's all hell let loose. He was arrested for it.
But
then he was released.
You know, when you compare
a public outcry.
The police are threatening to arrest people that tear down the flowers. And yet...
That's great.
They denied the soldier that was murdered in London by those two evil Muslim pieces of scum that he's not allowed flowers. It's not allowed. They actually get them taken down. So again, one rule for one lot. It's rotten.
Well,
I think the
story has moved on since then. And what they've the police have realised how much the issues they could have in that area. And I do know River Green because I lived there, Jan, and I do know how things can get out of hand very quick with irate neighbours of this gentleman, because he's had to put his home up for sale, Jan. He's had it boarded up, he's had death threats against him, and these travellers...
How can you stand it?
The guy come from a family of brothers, ladies and gentlemen, who preyed on the old people. We all know the stories, don't we, Jan, of his family, the way they've just preyed on old people, with vulnerable.
You would think he was royalty.
Which is disgusting in any society, isn't it, Jan?
£100,000 funeral. Never done a day's work in his life. He just robs old people. Came unstuck when he entered the elderly man's house. And, you know, £100,000 for a few. Horse-drawn carriage, like he's some kind of hero. All he was a low-life, robbing, thieving tow rack.
And the old gentleman can't get back to his home because it's not safe. Because of repercussions from this person's so-called friends and family. We know what they're like. I won't speak too much about it, but we know how violent these people can be. But the thing about it is the story moved on a little bit. Where people got fed up with the flowers, and the police decided that maybe they move it down the road a bit, to stop some of the irate neighbours. Well, when I was told to do that, the travellers have reported that you're being racist towards us. You are being racist. So I thought about this for a while. You've been racist. And I thought, I suppose the next term we're going to hear now by the lefties is gypsyophobe. Gypsyophobic. Gypsyophobic, Jan. This is what we're going to hear now. You're going to probably have the anarchist turn up, the Antifa. You can imagine it. But also the local people of the area, because they wanted that procession, that funeral procession, to go past where this old gentleman lived. Well, to the neighbours and everybody that knew this old gentleman and his dear wife, because she's got, what's that called? What happens to me sometimes where we forget things. You know what I'm talking about. I can't remember the name that it was called. but anyway, yeah, I forgot what it's called. The Alzheimer's. That's what she's got.
Yeah.
So I'll try and start a club, but I forgot where it is, Jan. You know what I mean? The EDL Alzheimer's Club. But they decided, Jan, that they was going to block the road where they wanted this procession to go past his own, which is intimidation, basically. His friends and neighbours said they're going to block the road up, and good luck to them. It's unacceptable. Guys, this old couple could have been a victim of what me and you see sometimes, Janet, brings us to tears, being battered beyond recognition. They could have so easily fallen into that category. But this old gentleman, 78 years old, fought for himself and his dear. He probably won't even think of himself. He's thinking of his dear wife, Jan. He's thinking of his dear wife, what they're going to do to my wife, isn't it, you know? And he must have been absolutely petrified. He's never going to forget what happened there, is he? He's had to sell his home and all that. And, you know, when he thought life would be a bit easier for him because he'd retired and thrown into this situation, and it wasn't down to him, it was breaking into his home. As you say, Jan, the police want to arrest the people for removing the flowers. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like perpetrating.
It's just, as you say, what comes to mind, and I did say this before on one of the other shows, I think Lee Rigby's, where he was murdered, Jan, is only, what was the crow flies? I do know, because I lived in both places. I lived at Thamesmead, which is about 3 miles from Woolwich, and I lived at Evergreen, which is, I would say, it's the crow flies, probably 3 to 4 miles. about 3 to 4 miles.
Yeah.
So the River Greens are there. And in one place, they're taking down people's flowers for a hero. For a hero. And, you know, jobs were... Why aren't the... You know, this is what I said before. Why aren't the police doing their jobs and arresting those job-worthy idiots for taking flowers off for breach of the peace? So if they can say
yeah.
the breach of the peace for the neighbour state, why can't that be used there? It's only a few miles away, isn't it, for goodness sake?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you've got it.
You know,
it's
disgraceful, isn't it, Jan? And that
well,
went through my mind as soon as they said they was going to do for breach of the peace. And I thought, what? You can't do that.
Well,
you
this is what
that.
You were saying.
What
earlier,
with Lee, isn't
oh. When we were younger, it was a different police force. They handled things differently, but
was.
Now it's crazy what's going on.
Well, we can't get it. To be honest, guys, we can't get our heads around what's going on. It's the demise. It's the, like the law and order breaking down. I mean, the police are just too scared to sort of have a go at the Muslims. But they're quick enough to smash up their batons over people like mine and Jan's head as being people who stand up for this country, patriots. They're quick enough to smash a patriot's head in. But they won't go after the Muslims. It's just amazing. Also, I don't know if you've heard the story, Jan, but because the police with the hoo-ha that's been going on at Hyde Park, the police actually, there was two guys. I can't remember. Last week, they went to do what they normally do, this praying in public at Speaker's Corner, and the old girl moved along.
Oh,
and
I
said,
saw
no,
that.
You,
yes. I
Sorry?
Saw that. It was a video, and it was
yeah.
a copper, like they were getting guarded. They got police protection for doing their Allah Akbar prayers. But now they've got enough mosques. We've got thousands and upon thousands of mosques. It's just a show of power. And they were diverting people
yep.
away from them and having to walk all the way around the square so as not to walk in front of them and the was wide enough for people to get past, but no, they couldn't be interrupted while they were on their prayer. I'll tell you, if I had a dozen eggs walking past, they'd be wearing them.
Well, the thing about it, after the policeman had told these that they're not allowed, because as that other lady actually went up to coppers and asked them, why are you allowing these people to do what they're doing. This, you know, the parks are not allowed. It says it in the rules that so you can't, you know, congregate and do prayers or anything like that. That states, that's the fact of the royal parks, Jan, that you're not allowed. But they was breaking the law, and he said, you're breaking the law. No, you can't do that here. Go to where you normally go, your mosque or whatever. And then the next thing I see, there was some guy, some Muslim in fatigues, military fatigues, saying that they're going to come there and they're going to, listen to this, Jan, he reckons they're going to turn Speaker's Corner into a mosque. There you go.
I saw it.
Now this is a threat to democracy
and
everything. And now we're getting to
the
nitty-gritty of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. They
well,
will kill
basically,
the police.
He had military fatigues on.
Infidel.
I think they're prepared for confrontation. If that's the case,
yes.
I think if people are around when this situation happens, I think the general public, who, you know, it's our police, are being bashed up by Muslims, then it's unacceptable. And I think people... will go to the police's aid. I mean, but the police are supposed to be policing it. We shouldn't have to do it. But unfortunately, we do know what goes on with these Muslims, don't we, Jan, and how violent they can be.
We certainly do.
You must excuse my parrots. They're really noisy today, Jen.
Oh, he's okay.
Sorry about that.
He's gone quiet.
You there, Jen?
He's gone quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Anyway, as I say, we shall see where this goes. I do know on the 6th of May, Tommy Robinson is doing a Freedom March through Speaker's Corner. So this should be very interesting. A lot of people will be heading that way. Freedom of speech under attack. I mean, it's going to be thousands of people, I think, turn up for it, Jan. But we know the police are like, they turn coaches away, don't they? They turn the coaches away.
Yeah,
how many times you told listeners how many times they turn coaches around when we've done an EDL demo? We might have had 30, 40 coaches going to a demo, haven't we?
Well, I lied to them once when there was 13 cars going into a demo, and I told lies and said I was going shopping. I was going shopping. And then they saw me at the demo. And then they blocked me. They blocked me in a cul-de-sac so I couldn't get out.
Yes. I remember you telling us that. Yeah, you always, nine out of 10 times, you always find a way through it, though, don't you, Jan? Always think on your toes, don't you, girl?
Oh, yeah.
We've had many a laugh over it after you've been from a demo. Tell the listeners when you fell in your bum that time, Jan. I know it's a bit embarrassing, but what happened? Please tell everybody.
Well, it was in Nottingham a couple of years ago. Last year or the year before, I lose track of time. And there was quite a few of us there. And of course, all Antifa were there, and the left wing. And the police was kind of pushing us along. And I was surrounded by these huge men, our own men. And the next thing, I was on my backside. And the police ran forward and picked me up. Are you okay? And I thought, I've never gotten my feet so quick in my life.
Never had so many men around you in your life, did you?
That's one thing about the EDL, they all look after
you. This is what I'm saying to the listeners, Jan. I mean, you know, one of our ladies had a problem. You know, EDL, the men, will always be there and will always look after the ladies. The ladies are half the time, people like Jan Rennie don't need it. But she fell over on a bum and everybody was concerned because Jan, that wasn't her place on the bum. Am I right, Jan?
That's right. There was another time that they cordoned up all the streets in Newcastle. And they blocked all the streets and we couldn't get out. And I saw three nice Australians. They were dressed with the hat. They were dressed with the hat. But they were Aussies. They were letting ordinary people through. So I linked arms with one of the guys. And he said, "Are you?" And I went, "Shh, just get me through." And the police get through that cord.
Oh, I'm a kangaroo. That's your poor Bill. Oh,
the man nearly died when I got a hold of his arm.
Well, you know, as I say, you've always had a way of thinking on your toes, and you've always got out of those situations, haven't you? But sometimes that's
part of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, all this kettling in thing that they used to, I don't know if they do it so much now, I don't think they... Well, what demonstrations I've seen, like they don't corral the EDL like they used to do. We remember what they used to be like. It used to be horrible, didn't it, Jan?
Pushing
in a little corner somewhere, stuck there for hours. Do you remember, Jan? You remember?
There was hundreds kettled in Manchester, and they were letting us go five at a time on a double-decker bus. And there'd be like six coppers on the bus and five of EDL. It took forever to get on these buses. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I'm just having a look down one of the stories there, Jen. I was checking on that we can have a have a read of. But my computer is a bit slow today. That's why I do apologise, Jen. But sometimes
you can't do that. Britain. Britain. Have you got that one about Bunker's Britain where we're sending
that's the one. It's really slow opening it up, though, unfortunately. It's just not doing what it should be doing, you know.
I'm having the same
trouble. I'm still waiting for it.
What's happening in the UK right
now? If you want to read it out, but I did read that. It's just, and I know the story you're talking about. It's madness, isn't it, Jan?
Yeah,
I've got it now. I'm just going to put that in the chat room. If you bear with me just for a second, Jan. I've noticed the time's ticking a little bit there. Okay, I'm just putting
that
out. Yes, did you want to read it, Jan?
Because I've got a block and they've blocked it on me. I've just done and they've blocked it.
Oh, bloody hell. I know it's a pain, Jan. Okay, this comes from the politicalite.com, Manchester, England. And it says, Bonkers Britain. Government clamps down on Commonwealth immigrants whilst allowing 400 ISIS fighters back in. I think it's disgraceful. Britain has been clamping down and deporting Windrush immigrants who came from the Caribbean and have lived here for up to 60 years, grafted hard and rebuilt Britain whilst allowing 400 plus ISIS fighters back in. Many Commonwealth-born doctors, teachers, builders and nurses lived in fear of being deported and booted out of their jobs and homes, whilst the Home Office allowed ISIS fighters seeking to destroy our values and way of life back into the country. And this is just absolutely tragic. So I know a lot of these people. These are good people. Jan, we remember these are really good people. The Commonwealth immigrants from places like Jamaica and Barbados were dubbed the Windrush generation after the cruise ship that brought one of the first large groups of Caribbean immigrants to Britain. And they was hardworking people, always have been. Having been in the UK for the majority of their lives. The group of British residents have been experiencing issues as a result of new immigration laws. Home Secretary Amber Rudd faced a showdown in the Commons yesterday when she was accused of a day of national shame due to her own department policies, and I would agree with that. Rudd then turned on her own colleagues and said, "Sometimes we lose sight of the individual," as she tried to silence the row. Wrongly identified as being here illegally after changes to immigration law, the Windrush generation was told that unless they could prove they were here lawfully, they would be deported. Sorry, Jen, I just like for people to sink in, because there's a lot of these good people that are a lot of, probably we got a lot of friends in this group of people, haven't we, Jan? Many critics lambasted the government for deporting hard-working Commonwealth immigrants whilst allowing ISIS fighters to return. In late 2017, a report found that at least 425 British ISIS members had returned to the UK, with what figures likely to have risen. Many have also disappeared from the US security forces.
Never had a job.
Yeah, you got it. Michael Braithwaite, a former teaching assistant, age 66, lost his job due to the politics. He told the son, "I'd been in the school for 15 years and I had to leave like I was some sort of criminal. I felt like an alien. So many sleepless nights.
Shame.
I felt to pieces inside. I come home, sat down and cried. I thought, am I even alive? It was horrible. I had to borrow money from people to get by. I love my job, helping kids with learning difficulties and seeking to the progress they made meant a lot to me. It felt like they were punishing me and the kids too. He lost his job after DBS check threw up an irregularity. He said, in my Barbados passport, I have been indefinite leave to stay. But that was enough. I required a biometric card. Until 2 years ago, I didn't even know what that was. My head teacher said I was an asset. But the HR department said it was illegal. Others like Michael arrived here between 1948 and 1973, automatically had the right to remain. But the Home Office failed to keep a record of them or issue any paperwork to confirm their legal status. Shame on them for that as well. Rudd announced measures in the Commons yesterday and the deportation threat for Windrush migrants has finally been removed. Sadly for Michael, that is already too late. That's the story, Jan, and that chokes me up when I read these stories like that.
It's shocking.
You know, and then he's worked so hard, and he got so much job satisfaction seeing kids come through with what he's learning, and to be just thrown at, you haven't got no legal status on your bike. Why aren't they doing this to the Muslims who refuse to work?
Some of these guys came over to fight in the Second World War,
and they stayed.
Yeah. They have every right to be here, as their children are.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
I know. I mean, you're like me, Jan. We've, got a lot of friends probably in that category. I mean, when I used to live in London, don't forget, I lived at a place called Brockley, and I made a hell of a lot of friends. I used to go to a lot of the parties. They used to have great parties, the Jamaicans. And you know,
they sure
being like ska and reggae, that used to be my thing when I was a teenager. And to think a lot of them could
be...
And
you know, they were always so polite.
Yeah. Lovely people. And as I say, I've got a lot of friends, or I did have a lot of friends when I lived in London. And to think that they're being picked on. Why are they doing this? Are they trying to remove the Jamaicans and that and those people from Barbados so that they can bring in another people that have got no loyalty to this country whatsoever? Because, you see, with Jamaicans and those people, they love the people. They love this country. They love the Queen. These other people don't. And to me,
it's
like population replacement. And this is what they're doing, Jane. It's population replacement.
Yeah.
And so it's got to be done. And by the sounds of it, they put a stop. But too late for some people have already got their, you know, the things, they got returned back home, haven't they? So it's really sad. Jane, once again, and of course, for being here today, I've got to thank you guys. As I say, the show's a little bit a bit short today, but I've got things I want to do today, and it's so nice out there, Jan. It's beautiful.
You can see the sun.
And I know you've got to go to work. Jan's got to go to work, you know, as soon as she gets off here today. So we'll be back Sunday. Hopefully I'll be able to do a two-hour show. It's not too hot out there. But anyway, Jane, I'm going to ask you now, your thoughts for today. I mean, we've had a quick blast here, haven't we, with the radio show today, but it's all good.
Yep. Well, the sun is trying to get through at last. But good luck to the Angels and
the
soldiers of the EDL on their demo in Telford.
Or is it Walsall?
Yes.
Where am I at?
As I say, it's coming up soon. May the 12th, isn't it, Jan? What's your final thought of the day, Jan, before you pop off to work?
You know, it's kind of, we've heartened Jeff with what's going on, the attitude towards people who love the country. It's all turned around that if you break into the houses, you become the victim, the perpetrator, and indeed criticise Christianity, infidels, threaten to kill us, and nothing. We can't say one word about it. Crazy. It's all William, Jan.
Isn't it? I think we would agree that this is nothing like we would ever expected our great country. We love this country, and it almost draws us to tears to what our politicians have done to it and what they're doing.
I'm just waiting for the turnaround.
Look at us though, we're not outlaws, you know, and we're indigenous people in the country, Jan.
Yeah. And now we've got the Oz
Awards
going again.
You're like me. We got big shoulders, and we will bear what has to happen in this country. It's just sad that we got to sort this way. But we will prevail, won't we, Jan? There's no surrender with people like that, ever.
We certainly will.
But bless you, Jan, don't work too hard today, my dear. And to everybody listening to this show today... Go ahead, Jase.
I'll see you all again, Bob. And anyone else listening, take care. Keep the faith and God bless you all. That's me signing out, and I'll see you soon, Jase.
Okay, Jan, you take care and speak to you soon. And don't work too hard, my dear.
Okay.
Okay, guys, we are coming to the last few minutes of the... Yeah, take care, Jan. Last few minutes of the show, I've got to thank Jan for joining me to be my wingman this afternoon. And Jan has gone. She's gone. That's what I'm saying. She had to quickly hurry up to so she can get to work. So for myself and Jan and everybody that's associated with the English Defence League radio show, the English Defence League organisation, you take care. Stay safe. Be vigilant out there, guys. Keep your guards up. Keep your faith. No surrender. With that, you know what? We're going to go underground. Yeah, there you go. Cheers, guys, and see you Sunday with the fine gentleman being my panelist this Sunday as Smokey. So there you go. Anyway, guys, here we go. We're going underground. Cheers, guys. Well, there you go. So, guys, this is the English Defence League radio show. Signing off today, but we'll be back again this Sunday, and Smokey will be joining me this Sunday afternoon. So, see you soon, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. I've got to end the episode first. Cheers, guys. No surrender, ever.